Chapter 8. 18 Years Later. For the next 18 years, Dorian Gray lived a bad life. He didn't see Basil very often, and he spent all his time with Lord Henry. His other friends were immoral people too, and there wasn't any good influence in his life. But he still looked young and handsome. The evening before Dorian's 38th birthday, he was walking home from Henry's house at 9 o'clock. It was becoming dark. In the street near his house, he passed a man. The man was carrying a coat and a bag. "It's Basil," Dorian thought. "I don't want to speak to him." Dorian walked more quickly, but Basil recognized him.
"Dorian, I'm very happy to see you," he said. "I went to your house and waited for you for an hour. Then I left. I'm going to Paris tomorrow, and I want to speak to you before I leave. Can I come to your house with you?"
Dorian wasn't happy, but it wasn't nice to say no, so the two men walked together to Dorian's house. There was nobody in the street, and nobody saw them enter the house. They went into the living room and sat down.
"Why are you going to Paris?" Dorian asked.
"I'm going to paint there," Basil answered. "I've got a studio for 6 months, and Paris will be good for my work. But before I go, I must tell you something. Everyone here in London is talking about you and saying terrible things. I don't want to believe them, but I'm worried. We were good friends in the past."
"I don't care what people are saying," said Dorian. "Most people are boring and stupid. Why should I care about them?"
"You should care, because a man is nothing without his reputation," said Basil. "You'll lose your position in society. It's already happening. Some people won't come to your house or invite you to theirs. Some people leave the room when you enter. I'm sure you care about these things."
"You're wrong. I don't care," said Dorian.
"Dorian, I don't want to believe bad things about you," said Basil. "If you tell me that they're not true, I'll believe you. Please tell me the truth."
"The truth," Dorian said in a cold voice. "Who knows the truth?"
"Your heart knows the truth. Your heart is the real Dorian, and it knows the truth," Basil answered.
"Do you want to see the real Dorian, Basil?" asked Dorian. "I'll show him to you. He's upstairs, and he never leaves the house. Come with me."
"I don't understand, but I'll come with you," Basil responded. He was very perplexed. Dorian went upstairs with Basil and unlocked the door of his old study. The two men went inside. There was an old writing desk in one corner with a lamp and a few other things on it. Next to the writing desk, there was a picture on the wall with a cloth over it.
"If you remove the cloth on that picture, you'll see the real Dorian," said Dorian.
Basil removed the cloth, put it on the floor, and looked at the picture. He saw a tired, ugly face with evil eyes. It was clearly the face of a very bad person. After a few seconds, he recognized the face.
"It's you, Dorian," he said, shocked. "But why do you look so evil?"
"Oh, no. That's incredible. That's my portrait of you."
Suddenly, Basil felt ill and had to sit down.
"What does this mean, Dorian?" he asked, trembling.
"Do you remember when you finished that picture?" Dorian asked. "Do you remember my wish that day? I said, why can't the young man in the picture become old instead of me? Well, it's happening. The picture is becoming old, but but I still look young. The picture shows me as I really am.
This is the most terrible thing, Dorian, Basil murmured. Then his voice became stronger. But we can stop it. It's not too late. You must pray for God's help. Only He can save you.
Dorian thought about Basil's words. He wanted to pray. He wanted to become a better person. Then he remembered his life for the past 18 years and was full of hate.
Basil is responsible for this, Dorian thought. He started it all. He painted the portrait. I met Henry at his house too.
Dorian looked round the room and saw an old knife on the writing desk. With sudden fury, he took it in his hand and stabbed Basil in the neck. A few seconds later, Basil was dead on the floor. Dorian stood for a few minutes and looked at his old friend. Then he cleaned the knife, put it on the desk, and left the study silently, locking the door behind him.
I'm happy it's the servant's free day today, he thought, and my personal servant is in the kitchen, so nobody saw anything.